excellent movie adventures.
Welcome to another episode
of Excellent Movie Adventures.
Excellent Movie Adventures.
Your pause, I thought I was supposed to finish.
I always pause.
Not that one.
It's like to build suspense. Ah. That's all right, though.
Yeah.
We just won't have the suspense.
Do you want
to
try it?
Because people are like, another episode of what?
What's this show that I just started? We can start over. He can do it again.
Excellent Movie Adventures.
Welcome to another episode of Excellent Movie Adventures.
Ooh, see? I didn't know what you were going to say.
See?
I thought I might have to jump in. It was so long.
Anyway, I am your host, Pickle, and across from me, my co-host, Thomas.
Hello.
Hello. How was your week?
Yeah, it's busy.
Yeah, mine too.
Being an adult sucks.
Yeah, I know. I had to go back to work. It was awful. Oh, man. So, first, new space.
Yeah, I
Could
like
be
it.
Pretty good, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if we decide to add YouTube,
yeah,
which I think should be a goal of ours this year,
yeah,
we could set up, like, a camera in this area, and it'd point over here, and we could put, like, some stuff up to cover kind of the windows, and then we'll have movies and music equipment, and it could look cool, right?
It could. You could just leave the windows open and have a nature scene. I don't know what it is because it's night out here and this is the first time. I don't know what kind of nature you got.
Well, right
out there.
Now it's just like trees without leaves on them and stuff.
Perfect.
Lots of trees. That's what it is out here. Trees. Yeah. Lots of them. Did you watch anything good this week?
I watched the Looney Tunes with my kids.
Like the modern day, like the new Looney Tunes or old?
Kind of older ones. Okay. The one I clicked on had 31 seasons, so I'm assuming the older one.
Oh, okay.
But there was one. There are so many Looney Tunes on HBO. There was new Looney Tunes, classic Looney Tunes, like all these different things. So we started making a little headway into Looney Tunes and started with Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner.
Yeah, So I've been down that road. It's been a little while, so maybe they added more. I don't recall seeing that many.
Oh, yeah.
I
looked. There's like six different categories of it.
Okay. Well, I remember seeing different categories, but mm-hmm. I went to the older ones, and I don't remember seeing like 30 seasons.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Anyway, I remember loving Looney Tunes, and if they really do have that many uploaded,
yeah,
they're smacking the crap out of Disney because they are lacking on their old school cartoons.
Yeah, for
Hard.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I went to watch some Donald Duck stuff with Lulu a while ago, mm-hmm. and I just searched it, and like maybe eight cartoons come up, and they're all like maybe 20 minutes. They're super short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where's all the old cartoons?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be like a paywall thing for premium is what it's going to end up being.
Well, that sucks. It's like, why am I paying for whatever? Yeah. They should just have one price, even if it's like $12.
Mm-hmm.
Like I pay more than that for HBO. I'll pay $12 for Disney if it has everything.
Yeah. So this is a perfect segue into something. So at work, my mom was there and my sister was there, and we were talking about Netflix versus Disney and stuff. And my mom's like, "I think I'm just going to get rid of Netflix and get Disney." I was like, "Don't get rid of Netflix."
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Disney, like, there's a lot of Disney stuff, but not a lot on their actual app. And so I was like, in my mind, it's not really worth it. And then my sister said, "Oh, yeah, and we just paid for that new movie." And I said, "You're causing a bigger problem because now they're going to say, if you want this early, you have to pay for it." And I hate it. So they watched that new Dragon movie. She said it was all right.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. Disney's got to step up their game.
Yeah, they need to upload all the old cartoons, one.
Mm-hmm.
And they do need more content. Like, so much of what's on there, it's just like the old Disney Channel crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I mean,
somebody get a hold of all that Nickelodeon stuff. Like, HBO grabs all that Nickelodeon cartoons,
mm-hmm.
like Rugrats.
Game over.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy. That family, they're like into extreme sports or whatever. I don't know
that one.
But it was animated like the people who did the Jumanji cartoon.
Oh, okay.
And the Wild Thornberries, they did that one too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same animators, I think.
Huh.
But anyway, they have so many cartoons.
Yeah.
They landed all that stuff. Game over.
Did they have, was it Billy and Mandy? The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy? That show was fun.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's like Cartoon Network.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Which, who knows? Maybe they have all that stuff.
Maybe.
Angry Beavers?
Yeah.
Some good stuff that used to be on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I think I preferred watching that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say this, I do think Donald Duck is better than Daffy.
Yeah.
Just the cartoons by comparison. Absolutely. I think Daffy Duck is a good character.
Yeah.
Like, of the mascots, like, I would rather have the ducks than any other character. Like, I'm a huge Donald fan. Mm-hmm. In the world of Disney, I'd rather have him than Mickey or Goofy or anybody else.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Looney Tunes, I would rather watch Daffy than, like, Bugs Bunny or...
Yeah.
Porky Pig or Elmer Fudd or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think they're funnier.
Yeah.
But Donald wins. He is the winner.
Yeah. He's definitely more competent based off the cartoons.
Well, I just like how angry he gets all the time.
Yeah.
And he's just like, wah, 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 wah. Like, he gets so crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's hilarious. And, like, you have cartoons that are like Daffy versus Bugs Bunny or Daffy versus Elmer Fudd or whatever. Yeah. And those are always good.
Mm-hmm.
But not as good as Donald versus the Chipmunks. And there's a ton of those. And I remember, like, I remember one specifically where Donald Duck's like an apple farmer.
Yeah.
And the Chipmunks end up in like a silo on his farm and they like eat half of his apples or whatever. And he's like trying to get him out of there. And that one's not on Disney. There's other ones, like some Christmassy themed ones. There's good ones on there for sure.
Yeah.
But that one's not on there. I will say this. There's like a new version of, we might have talked about this once before on here, but there's like a new Mickey Mouse cartoon set.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're
like, it's kind of like three dark outline. Yeah, they're shorts.
Yeah.
Like that. Mm-hmm. And they almost look like the people from Ren and Stimpy animated.
Yeah, they're really good.
I love those. They are so good. Yeah. Whoever's doing that, they need a raise.
No kidding. My kids call them Goofy Mickeys because they're goofy and funny and they just laugh the whole time. They're really
good. Yeah, I love them. I think they're great.
We had a little bit of, well, Ashley had an embargo of those for a little bit because there was one episode where Minnie and Mickey are trying to like have a romantic date and Goofy's there. And then the end of the episode, Mickey and Minnie end up inside Goofy and they're belly and then it shows them kissing and they're like over a candlelight dinner and a table and stuff and then
I've seen it
and so then there's Goofy's stomach's all moving around funny and Ashley's like, oh my goodness, because it was very obvious what was leading up to it, and so she's like, we can't watch that. I was like,
kids don't understand any of that stuff. Animators are always hiding jokes for adults in cartoons. They've been doing it for forever. They'll continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't know what's going on.
Yeah, kids are dumb.
Oh, man. Anything else fun?
I'll have to check my IMDb, but I don't think so.
All right, well, while you're scrolling, I watched Toy Story 4 with Lulu this week.
That's so good.
I love that movie. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that once before also on here.
Yeah, probably. You know, I'm sad that the toys didn't go back with the kids.
Like, well, Woody.
But I mean...
Well, Woody doesn't, but the other toys do.
Yeah, I know, but he's the leader. They're all going to start falling by the wayside.
That's the story. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like him having kids in the first movie, and then, like, you know, the kid gets older.
Yeah, he's got to move on.
Yeah, you know, it's basically like
a metaphor for being a parent. I don't want him to move on.
That franchise is dead without him, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because at this point, Buzz is comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that... So originally...
He doesn't have a serious role anymore.
Yeah, there were plans originally for him to be, like, the main focus of the second film.
Yeah.
And there is remnants of that in Toy Story 2 because he's hunting for Woody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But even in that one, it's like there's... Is that the version where he speaks Spanish? No, that's the one where there's the evil Buzz.
Yeah.
The Buzz... Well, he's not evil.
It's not
he just
evil.
Still thinks that he's Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. But, like, Emperor all Zurg. Of that... Yeah, all that stuff is, like, just... comedy relief, you know what I mean?
I think that show is hilarious.
But originally, Toy Story 2 was supposed to focus more around Buzz and be a Buzz-centric movie, which they abandoned. And I think Toy Story 2 is my least favorite, you know what
really?
I mean? Yeah. Hmm. But, I mean, they're all good movies.
I think 3 is my least favorite because it's so depressing.
Yeah. I like 3. I think for me, right now, this could change over time, of course. But for me, I think it goes 4-1-3-2.
Hmm.
In my Toy Story rankings. I just think 4 is so good.
It is. I'd probably switch 2 and 3, but 4, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, like I said, I like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if somebody wants to switch their order, it doesn't bother me at all. But yeah, I like parts about all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched that with Lulu and she seems to really like it. That being said, she didn't finish it either time. She fell asleep. It was late at night, but she's made it at least halfway through the film at this point. And I finished watching it both times.
You just need to start halfway through because she's watching.
Well,
she's
started like, the second I've time where she before. Fell asleep the first oh. time. Yeah. And she's like captivated by it, yeah. But then it's late. And so she falls asleep.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I watched the South Park vaccine special for the week. That was pretty good. Not as crazy as the pandemic special.
Oh, okay.
Like that one was like off the wall bonkers in some places. Like, Mickey and like it goes over like how the coronavirus started.
Yeah.
And it's like, because Randy and Mickey Mouse went to China and did something with a bat that they shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
And that's like how it started. And I don't know. There's just some craziness about it. Like it's way out of control. And then everybody who, I can't remember. Maybe I should rewatch it. I don't remember exactly, but like somehow he's like, contracted, it was like with a bat and then some other animal, so they like contracted it from the bat and then they did the same thing with another animal and passed it to like that animal and then it spread somehow or mutated what they had or something. And he's like, he sells weed and stuff, he owns Integrity Farms, and like so now everybody who's like smoking his weed with his special ingredient in it, they all end up with a Randy Marsh mustache. So like, you know, who's smoked it, you know? And then they like, don't follow up with that at all in the next special, which is really weird. It's like a completely different story and it's way more tame.
Huh?
Yeah. It was funny still. Yeah. I thought it was still good. It's still South Park, but it just wasn't like that other episode was, it was.
Yeah. A little crazy.
It was crazy, man. It was all kinds of stuff going on. The second one wasn't that crazy.
Yeah.
But I watched that. And I think that's maybe it. I think that's all I watched. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty busy with the move and stuff, so I didn't watch much stuff. Yeah. I think I watched one more episode of that Age of the Samurai documentary.
Oh, okay,
That was good. And some more Seinfeld.
Nice.
Because I just watched that during dinner. It just applies to everyday life. You can watch it anytime, anywhere. It's good stuff.
Yeah?
Yep. Yep. I'm deep into the Susan seasons now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's on almost every episode.
Yeah, my sister was actually talking about the Susan episode where she dies.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, sending out all the mail and stuff. So she had
the wedding invitations. Yeah.
She was like, well, there's this episode of Seinfeld where the girl died from licking too many envelopes. My mom's like, what?
Yeah, because of the toxins.
Yeah.
The toxins in the envelope.
George wanted to save some money.
Yeah. So he buys the cheap ones. Classic. And that so starts what's supposed to be the summer of George.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets ruined.
Funerals do that.
Yep. Oh, man. Well, before we dive into our movie, should we hear another word from our sponsors?
Sure.
Cool.
Those are some good sponsors.
How about those excellent sponsors that we have? So good. Oh, man. So this week, I got to pick the movie. And I'm interested to know how you feel about it, because I really like this movie.
I know. You've talked it up a lot.
I love this movie. Anyway, I forgot to pull it up on here. Oh, no, I didn't. I did pull it up. So this week, we watched The Hunt for the Wilder People, which is was filmed in 2016. It's rated PG-13, so feel free to watch it with the family. I think it's pretty safe family film.
Yeah, I mean, a few minor curse words here and there.
Maybe that when they murder that pig. That might be a little rough.
Yeah.
For kids, but I think mostly it's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, PG-13, so typically kids 10-ish or so, they're going to know and it'll be all right.
Yep.
And it's only an hour 41 minutes. It's really not a long show.
Yeah, not long at all. Written and directed by Taika Waititi and co-written by Barry Crump.
What else did he do?
I don't know who Barry Crump is.
Because it sounds familiar.
I wonder if he's that guy who, I don't know. It doesn't look like she's
Because it's based off of a book.
Oh,
that's
yep,
the actual
yep.
author.
That's what I was going to say next. The book Wild Pork and Watercress.
Mm-hmm. It's a plant.
It's a bad name for a book.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess it makes sense, though.
Yeah. Anyway, this movie stars one of my favorite actors around, Sam Neill. People should check out his mm-hmm. Instagram and his Twitter because he was amazing during lockdowns and stuff.
So his ridiculous so shorts are actually on IMDb.
As oh, are they?
Listed credit. Yeah.
Those are really funny, man.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. There's like one where he goes to buy like drugs and it's like him and another dude, but they're not in the same vehicle. So it's yeah. like they're supposed, like it's filmed like they're in the same yeah. vehicle, but they're not. And you can clearly tell. And that's how all of them are. Like yeah. he's having a conversation with this dude in one and he's like outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy is like, he knocks on the door and the guy opens the door, but he's like standing obviously in a hallway, like upstairs somewhere. He's like not at the front yeah. door. I don't know.
They're just funny. Ridiculous. It's yeah. funny.
Sam Neill, Julian Dennison, which if you don't know who he is, he's the fat kid from Deadpool 2.
Mm-hmm.
I only know him from that and this. Those are yeah. the only things I know him from.
But I've looked up like what he had been in. He's in a fair amount of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's a little kid, so he's probably just extras and stuff. Don't really notice him much.
Well, anyway, Rima Tewiata, she plays Bella. Rachel House is Paula, the child ministries lady, yeah. and she's in Thor Ragnarok also.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, when Jeff Goldblum is like, she's like the guard or whatever. Yeah. yeah. I don't know, a handful of other people.
Oscar Knightley, the police officer that's with Paula, mm-hmm. he looks familiar, but I don't actually know what he's in.
The guy, oh man, I don't know his name. Oh, Taika Waititi has a cameo in this. And then the guy, I can't remember his name. Is it? Oh, here we go. Rhys Darby is in it. So he is, have you ever seen Yes Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the boss at the bank.
Oh, okay. The yeah. jerk.
Well, no, he's like.
Isn't he the jerk one?
No. He's like, the guy is like, oh, man, you called me Ed? Because my name is like Edward? So it's kind of like a nickety name. I should give you one. I see your name's Carl, so Car? He just takes the L yeah. off. It's that guy.
Okay. Yeah, when I pulled up his IMDb, it was actually a clip of him with Jim Carrey from Yes Man.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the role that he's most famous for. I know he's been in other things.
Yeah.
And he was the band manager in Flight of the Conchords, the series.
I never watched it.
Oh. Well, it's on HBO. You should check it out. It's pretty funny.
Meh.
Oh, Shane, man. Hip Hop Anonymous? Rhymes are bottomless? Maybe you didn't care about that stuff.
It was all right.
Anyway, I watched some of that recently with Lizzie. It was yeah. kind of a fun little stroll down memory lane. Some of the episodes are really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't finish it. But there's only like 2 seasons or something.
Yeah.
It didn't run for very long.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I love this movie. I think it's hilarious. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. I liked it well enough. I wouldn't say I loved it, but it was good. I'd watch it again for sure, but, you know.
There you go.
It was on my Netflix queue for a while, mm-hmm. and I felt like it deserved to be there for a while. Like, I wasn't, like, dying to see it, and after watching it, like, I'm not going to take it off necessarily, but.
See, yeah. this is one of those movies where, like, I saw it, and then, like, I don't know. I saw, like, the box art for it. Multiple
yeah.
times and never really thought much of it.
Mm.
And then when I was getting into Taika Waititi,
okay.
I was like, oh, he made that? And mm-hmm. so I watched it and I instantly like fell in love with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I think the film itself grew on me. And like when it first starts out, it's the child protective service lady dropping the boy off at his aunt, which isn't really his aunt's house.
Right. Well, he's being adopted.
Yeah. yeah. But she says, this is your aunt. And so,
yeah. yeah.
Turns out it's not his aunt at all. He's just being adopted. And she's just such a jerk. Like, she's such a turd.
Well, she's supposed to be kind of like the antagonist.
For well, yeah, yeah. And I get it. Like, how it's written, it's supposed to be overly ridiculous and funny. And it is. But, you know, she's just talking to the aunt. She's like, oh, he's a terrible little kid. Like, I'm glad you adopted him because this was his last resort. He's terrible. He starts fires. He fights. He spits.
He's been in trouble for lots of things. Spitting, throwing rocks, throwing sticks, kicking, hitting, punching, punching mailboxes.
Spitting. Again. Yeah, spitting, yeah, she says it cursing. Like three times.
Yeah. I love the list of stuff that he gets into trouble,
yeah.
trouble for. And how it shows like a montage of him doing mm-hmm. all of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I just like how... Yeah. She's such a terrible character. She reminds me of the nurse from One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest. Like, you hate her.
Kind of, yeah.
And so she's just like, oh, he's a terrible kid. You better be good, otherwise it's to gel with you. Uh-huh. And then turns to him, he's such a turd. He's doing all these things wrong. Yeah.
Like, later right on when kid. She's like being interviewed on the news and she's like, no child left behind. No child left behind. No child left behind.
You know what that means.
You know what that means. Tell him, no child left behind. He'll know what that means.
Yeah.
So I think the opening for this movie is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because like even before we're introduced to any characters, so just when it shows like the car driving along like mm-hmm. those back roads, because it's playing like this really ominous choir yeah, music.
Kind of like The Shining.
Yeah, kind of like, it reminds me of like, yeah, The Shining or like the opening to Halo in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're about to watch a serious film.
Yeah.
And then it's not serious at all.
It's a little serious in parts.
I don't know. I don't think it's a serious film.
I like, felt like
the characters are realistic. It's not like Monty Python or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's not like that. But I'm just saying it's like this movie is a comedy through and through.
Yeah, dramatic comedy. I would say.
I don't think it's that dramatic.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there are some elements of drama, but I think that's, like, super secondary.
Yeah. I mean, it's secondary, but I don't think... I feel like it's a way to make you invest in the film more and the characters and be like, they're put in the situation neither of them want to be in, and they got to figure it
even,
out.
Even the catalyst that puts them in that position, the main death in the film, like... It's treated so lightheartedly. You know what I mean? Like, there's this moment he comes around the corner and you see what's happened. And, like, Sam Neill's character is bawling and crying or whatever. And then, he doesn't walk over there. He just kind of leans up against the side of the barn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, like, jump cuts to the funeral.
Yeah.
And Taika Waititi's up there, like, just talking nonsense about, like, multiple doors really and funny. What's behind them. You know what I mean? So, like, there's no, like... heaviness to that.
I feel like that scene though is fairly heavy. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh, this isn't gonna bode well for that kid. And then I mean it wasn't like super heavy, it wasn't gonna make me cry, but like I don't know, it's I feel like he like was it, to trying me,
it's
to...
a dramatic thing that drives the story forward.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But it's not like for him it's not traumatic. You know what I mean? He like barely knows that lady.
I mean I feel like he kind of is. I think well, I'm the sure time he's is jumping along it. Quickly.
Yeah.
But like, he's making a connection with her. Like, he...
Well, yeah. So, like I said, I'm sure he's sad about it. But, like, to him, it's like, how long has he lived there? Like, maybe a few months? Like, it can't be that long.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it was a little bit.
I don't think so.
And they go and they celebrate his birthday and stuff, and he's...
Well, yeah, but I mean, who knows
what he's getting in a routine. Yeah, I know. But he's, like, getting in a routine and everything, and...
Well, yeah, he's learning to stay there. But, like, even after his... I think it's after, I think I'm mixing it up, when she's, like, asking him if he's going to run away again. Is that after the birthday?
No, that's, like, the second day, because he runs away that first day.
The first day, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, that night or the next day, something like that.
Well, anyway, I don't know. They don't say specifically how long it is, but to me it doesn't feel like a great period of time.
No.
Like, I would say months, for sure. Yeah,
it wasn't, like, over a year, probably.
Yeah, I would definitely put it under a year.
I did think it was funny, though, when they're dropping off the kid, and then what's his name? Sam Neill's character. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the character's
Heck.
Name. Heck, yeah. He's walking up to the house with a slaughtered boar over his shoulder, and then the kid's like, whoa! Like, he all of a sudden wants to stay here.
The officer is like, oh, look at him. He's giving that pig a piggyback.
Yeah. I think the officer is such an underrated character.
Oh, for sure. Lots of comedy relief.
Yeah.
Also, when he first gets there, and Bella is, like, meeting him for the first time.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that, like, how everyone treats him. Like, mm-hmm. so Paula is like, oh, he's a troublemaker kind of kid. Yeah. Like, he's hitting, spitting, whatever, all this mm-hmm. stuff. And then immediately Bella is talking to him about, like, hey, did you want to come inside and have some, are you hungry? Oh, of course, of course you are. I mean, look at you.
Yeah.
Who ate the guy who ate all the pies, eh? You yeah. know,
like, just making little jabs.
Like, she's calling fat to his face. In front of the lady from Child Services.
It's not like the lady from Child Services is being any nicer.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I think that character, Bella, is so
she's
nice.
She's really good. She was great. Disappointed. I mean, spoiler alerts, but she's the character that dies to progress everything. Mm-hmm. I was sad when she died because, like, she was funny. I liked her.
Yeah.
Like,
she was short she's a great character. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And extremely necessary to bring together Sam Neill's character and whatever that kid's name is, Dennison something. I forgot his name. Julian's character. Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky Baker.
I liked how...
The song at the birthday party
that was really funny.
Too. Ooh, Ricky Baker.
And then he finally gets into it. Ricky Baker. Ricky Baker. But also when Sam Neill's character, Heck, is there and Bella goes, you can call me auntie and you can call him uncle. And he just immediately, no, he can't.
And he's so stern, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can call him Uncle Hick if you like. No, he can't. Like, he
does not does want this kid around.
Yeah, he doesn't want anything to do with the kid. Like, he's purely putting up with it because Bella wants a kid.
Yeah.
You know? And then you find out later that she brought in Heck, too. Like, because he was just this guy living out in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a wild man.
Yeah, bushman, they call them. And, so he's only there because of her also. You know what I mean? Like, she took him in. Mm-hmm. Now she's taking this kid in. So she's just, like, a good soul. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, she's just doing her best to make him feel at home. Mm-hmm. I like when she takes him up to his room for the first time, and she's like, oh, we put a little, like, one of those, what do they call those things? Like, the warm water thingies?
Yeah. I want to call it a whoopee cushion, but I know it's not it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's like this rubber...
Yeah, like, just heat pad thing.
Yeah, heat baggy in his bed, and there's pillows there. And on the dresser, there's a knife for killing monsters. Yeah. And there's a legit, like, giant kitchen knife on the thing. And, like, you know this kid's getting into trouble and stuff before he came out here, and you're just going to give him a knife? Like, you don't know anything about this kid. And he's not, like, a little kid. He's obviously, like...
He's, like, 13-ish.
Yeah, you know? Like, he could get into some serious trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I like when they go hunting or she's teaching the kid how to shoot and then the dog runs off cause there's a boar around and then she grabs a knife and just jumps on it. It's just wailing on it. Just blood's covered all over.
Yeah. I want to talk about that scene some more here in just a second. But so the first night, like we talked about, he runs away and he goes, I love this. It's like a montage of him like stuffing stuff into his backpack and sneaking through the hallway. And he like gets outside and he's like trekking up these hills and through these trees and stuff. And then he like it jump cuts forward
to the
morning. It's the morning and he's got one of those zip up hoodies that zips all the way up to the top of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So his face is inside the hoodie and he wakes up and he like forgets where he is, obviously. Yeah. So then he unzips the hoodie and Bella's just sitting there next to him. And he's like, he runs away and she's like, oh, did you run away? I take it you ran away last night. Maybe next time you want to try and make it a little further than 200 meters. Yeah. And you can see the house in the background. Like he didn't make it far at all. Like how long did they look for him?
Yeah.
10 minutes, you know, like they found him right away. But I don't know. I just think that's super funny. But yeah, so then Bella spends the day with him that day or the next day or whatever after breakfast.
Yeah.
And shows him how to, well, it starts because, well, yeah, she's showing him how to shoot a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And she's surprised by how quickly he takes to it initially. But then she's like pulling fur out of these rabbits, I guess, because they're going to eat rabbit or whatever. So she's defurring them and she's like asking him what he likes to do and stuff. And he's like, well, in the home, they had us do haikus.
Yeah.
So I wrote some haikus and she's like, oh, you want to tell me one? So he's like telling her one. And he's just like, he's like, suck death and die, Kingy. Yeah. I hate you. You suck or whatever.
He just keeps going on and on. She goes, I think that's enough.
I think that's enough poetry for one day. Yeah. They're just the worst poems. Yeah. Like, they're super awful. Anyway, then, yeah, they're walking along shooting again or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the dog takes off and she's like, you know, thinks it's a pig or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, they go to find it and there's this big giant boar. And the whole thing is like, she's all, that's dinner. You want to help me kill it? And he's just like he doesn't even have time to answer. And she pulls this knife out of like her boot and it like, it does it really stylized. Yeah. Like the way they film, like he zooms in on like each thing that happens mm-hmm. with the camera. So she like pulls the knife out and it like zooms in on the knife. And then she jumps on top of this boar and it's like showing the hand, like jabbing in and out of this pig. And it doesn't show like the knife going in, but it shows the hand coming back, like covered in blood.
Yeah.
And then like the whole screen goes red. Like there's a frame that's just completely red. Yeah. Did you notice that? And then she like turns back to him. She's like, oh, hey, this is our dinner. Did you want to help me get it back into the house or whatever? And she's got blood everywhere. All over her. And then she reaches up to like wipe her face. Smears more blood across her face.
Yeah.
And she laughs about it. And he just faints onto the ground. It's probably the funniest thing in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's some other great moments too, I think. But
I think one of my other favorite moments was at the funeral.
That part specifically is just super unexpected. It comes out of nowhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. At the funeral, when Taika Waititi's doing his spiel about stuff, and after death, you go through the door, and what's behind the door? And Ricky goes, vegetables? And he just looks at him dumbfounded. No. What? No. No. Jesus is behind the door.
Well, first he's like, that's not what's behind that door.
Oh,
would that ever be behind the door? Who knows what would be behind that door? And then somebody else says Jesus, and he's like, no, there's another door. And then behind that door, that's Jesus.
It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, because that's how Jesus works, you know. He's mysterious like that. Anyway, he gets a dog back at his birthday party, and I like he names the dog Tupac.
Yeah.
What's Tupac? Oh, he's just like this rapper / my best friend.
Yeah. Gangster.
Yeah, he's super gangster. He skucks. He runs the skucks life. Look at all this slang. Nobody knows what he's talking about. Super funny. So anyway, like we were saying, Bella then dies the next day after he's training the dog. Mm-hmm. And he stumbles across Heck, who has stumbled across her while she's died doing the laundry or whatever. And they have the funeral. Let me see here. So then they get a letter.
Oh,
and it's from the Ministry of Child Services. They know that she's died. So some more time has obviously passed.
Yeah.
Probably a week, I would assume.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to come and collect Ricky because, you know, it's a one-parent household and he's not a mom, essentially. And probably not the one who applied to adopt him in the first place.
Yeah.
And I just like how obviously not a lot of time has passed. And Ricky brings him dinner. It's just a burnt piece of toast.
Yeah.
But he's just like, there's got to be a way to get out of this. Why don't we just get you a new wife? I heard there's plenty of the women on the internet.
Yeah.
And Sam Neill just looks at him horrified. And he's like, what, too soon? Oh, man. So anyway, Heck's not going to do anything about it. He's just like, look, I didn't want you here anyway, basically. So, you know, tough. And Ricky doesn't want to go back. So he decides he's going to run away again. Ooh, that yawn came out of nowhere. And so he puts together, he grabs some clothes and he stuffs them full of straw. And then he gets like this frisbee or this plastic plate or something.
It's like a ceramic one because it doesn't ever, it doesn't melt.
It doesn't burn, And he puts, he just draws like a stick figure face on it.
Yeah.
And he sets it on fire.
Yeah, pours gasoline on it.
Yeah, it sets it on fire inside the door of this barn.
Yeah.
And the fire gets like away from him really quick and he burns down the whole barn.
Well, I like his note that he puts on there on the door too. I didn't want to go back, so I burned myself. This is me, Ricky Baker, inside. Goodbye, Ricky Baker.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing goes up in flames. He's just like, oh no.
It burns everything down. Oh man. So anyway, he takes off after setting the barn on fire, and he makes it one night alone in the woods again. And he's just wandering around in circles and stuff, and Heck knows he's gone because the barn burned down. So he goes to find him to take him back. And he gets out there and he's just like, so you're lost, huh? And he's like, no, I'm not lost. And he's like, no, you're really lost. Like, you got yourself really, really lost. Like, I know these woods and you are super lost.
Yeah.
Another funny thing too is like he brings like bread for peanut butter and sandwiches or whatever. And he's just like, he eats one and then he has another one. And then he's like, all right, come on, Ricky, we got to stick to the rations. And then the next clip is him like
holding an empty bag,
shuffling the crumbs from the empty bag in his mouth. So he ate that whole loaf of bread in a day.
Yeah.
Oh, like that's supposed to last him for his whole trip through the woods. Oh man. But he's got his dog Tupac with him.
Mm-hmm.
Heck tracks him down and finds him. And, he's telling him that, you know, you're coming back with me to the house or whatever. And Ricky's refusing to go. And during this, he basically discovers that Heck doesn't know how to read.
Yeah.
Something to do with the letter during their conversation or something like that.
No, it's after that. He says, you need to go back. You need to learn, read, and write and stuff. And or no, he says he says books are overrated or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, reading's stupid anyway. And then Ricky's like, no, it's not. The only people who say that are people who can't read.
Yeah. And then,
oh my gosh, you can't read? How dumb are you? Like, that kind of thing. And Heck gets upset. So he goes to, like, I assume
he
beat
goes
him.
To grab him.
Yeah. He goes to grab him or whatever. And he catches his foot in a log and trips and basically twists his ankle. Yeah. And then Ricky goes to help him. And that is pretty horrific, too. Mm-hmm. He just grabs his leg and rips it out of the tree root that it's stuck in. And Sam Neill, man, he's such a good actor, dude.
Yeah.
Super believable at being this pissed off old man who's got a hurt, a bum leg.
I liked in the, I think it's the scene after that where Ricky's just dancing around to like music and it shows him dancing. And then it shows his full head and he just has this made up headset. And he's like, you want to listen to my music?
Well, he has headphones because he brings, like, his iPod or whatever.
Oh, was it? Because it looked like it was a branch or something across.
Well, he, like weaves a bunch of stuff into
it. Oh, okay. So I just thought he was making it up, and then Heck was just looking at him like, what is wrong with you?
He's watching him. He's legitimate. He's got headphones on. He's actually dancing to music, And Heck's just watching him, and he's dancing to, like, this really dumb music. Because that's why he's asking him if he wants to listen to his music, because he actually has some.
I thought he was just imagining it. Oh.
I can see that.
I thought it was way more funny that way.
Oh, man. Because, he only does it at that point. He doesn't do any of it later on because it dies.
Mm.
So, and I think he mentioned something about it. Like, I can't listen to music because it's dead.
Oh.
During one of his complaining sessions or whatever.
Mm.
Anyway, so now they can't take him back because Heck is hurt. And he is the one who knows the land.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to stay out here in the woods, essentially. And so he has Ricky to take care of him. So he's like kind of instructing Ricky on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he can't walk, he's still like way more capable of surviving. So Ricky grabs the gun and he's like going to go hunt them some food.
Yeah.
And he goes and he does find like track a bird.
He finds a bird, yeah.
And he goes to shoot it and like just falls over, which is funny because we know he can shoot that gun.
Yeah.
Because he shot it multiple times at this point. But for whatever reason, he shoots this. It's just a little .22 caliber rifle. And he like shoots it and it knocks him down.
Did you notice?
Or off balance at least.
Yeah. Did you notice throughout the film, like there are way different sounds for the gun?
Uh-oh.
Like when he's first shooting it, it's like a loud rifle. I was looking at it, I was like, there's no way. You know, just, you know, movie magic. And it's funny. And then he gets blasted backwards like it's a shotgun, but, you know.
Yeah, it's like not a powerful gun at all.
Yeah, there's no way. And then later they start shooting it again. And it's just like, what is going on?
So
magic bullets.
So he can't shoot that bird. He misses. Yeah. So he comes back to camp with just like a fistful of leaves.
No, he doesn't even show him. He goes, did you get anything? And then it just shows his hand pop up. Just leaves and roots and stuff.
And grass. And there's still dirt on it. Yeah. Like he didn't even clean it. And he's like, what's that? It's a salad.
What did you get?
He holds up his eel.
I'm not eating that slug.
How did you get that? The knack? Yeah. What's that? I don't know. You just figure it out, I guess.
You just got it.
Yeah, I just got it. Anyway, it's just funny because, like, Ricky is so unable to do any of this stuff, yeah. You know. But he ends up out there in the woods with him for, like, a few weeks.
Yeah. By the time they get to, like, that hut, it's been 10 weeks is what it says.
Yeah. And is he on, like, a makeshift crutch when they get to the hut? I can't remember.
No, he's just kind of hobbling.
Like limping?
But yeah, he's okay.
Anyway, so there's kind of a montage that goes through. But yeah, they get to the hut, and that's really funny. They're looking for, you know, food and things like that. And they're there for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then these three hunters show up, which is hilarious because they've been watching the news, obviously. Mm-hmm. They just went on this hunting trip.
Well, and they... Before those guys show up, though, there's the picture of Huck and Ricky that are like missing. Oh, yeah, missing.
The wanted poster.
Yeah, missing and wanted. And they're like, oh, well, we're famous. We're proper gangsters.
Why does everything have to be gangsters? We're not gangsters. You're not a gangster. I've known some real gangsters. So funny. But yeah, and then there's like, it says here that you're some kind of pervert.
No, that starts after they meet the three guys. Yeah, because...
Oh, yeah, he tells that story. He
tells a story about how he asks Huck if he wants to play with him, and he makes him do all this stuff, and it sounds really, really bad. And then the whole time, Huck's just like, what? Just dumbfounded.
He doesn't know what he's saying. Yeah.
And then the three guys, you pervert.
Yeah. The hunters show up, and they recognize him instantly.
Yeah.
And they're talking to him. You guys are going to stay right here. You know, we're going to call the cops and get them out here or whatever. And anyway, they're like, did he hurt you? And basically, like what you just said, he's like, nah, he didn't hurt me or nothing. We were just out in the woods and I was taking care of him. And, you know, he'd have me come over and help him out. And then when I wanted him to come and play with me, he would just tell me to play by myself. Yeah. He would watch me, though. Yeah. Oh, man. So they think that he's this crazy pervert.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they call him a pervert. And he's like, say that again. And he calls him a pervert. So he attacks one of the hunters.
Yeah. Well, as he like steps up to his face, he's like, say it again. He's like, you're a pervert?
Like, he's like, all scared, terrified.
And then his buddy in the background is shaking his head like wildly. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he attacks him. He ends up in this fist fight with three hunters.
Yeah.
And then Ricky shoots one of the rifles into the ceiling. And he's like cocking the gun. And he's like, this just got real. Yeah. As he's like running the bolt on the gun. Yeah. And anyway, so then he's pointing the gun at these hunters, telling them to get off of him or whatever. And they're going to go. So they take the
bolts out.
Yeah, the bolts out of their guns and throw them off into the woods. As they're leaving. Oh, man, that's so funny. You know, we're going to catch you guys. Oh, man, the hunters are, like, just not willing to give up on it. Anyway, so they throw their bolts off and they take off and leave those hunters there, head out into the woods again. You know, more time passes, probably another month, I would assume, a lot of time. Yeah. They end up spending the whole winter out there, actually. Yeah. So they're out there for a long time.
Yeah, at one point they say 10 months altogether, I think is how long they're out there.
Man, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Be out in the woods and not showering and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they even mentioned that. Yeah,
Huck, he says Ricky stinks.
Yeah, he gets up next to him. He's like, when's the last time you showered? I don't know, about a month ago. He's like, it's been about a month too long.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It just shows him basically like this montage of Paula and the cop like on the news and interviewing the hunters and talking to different people. At one point, they make it to another cabin.
Yeah,
to stock up on supplies, and they think they've discovered a dead body in there. And then he gets close to him, and the guy goes, like, breathes in and scares the crap out of him. And they realize that this guy is like,
he's still
wrong
alive.
With him.
Yeah,
but they can't leave him unattended because he could die. Somebody needs to watch him, so somebody else has to go get help.
Mm-hmm.
So Ricky goes off on his own, and now he's been out there for 10 months.
Huck tells him how to get back to the next village or house, whatever. So Huck obviously knows exactly where he's at, going through all these different places. And so it's just kind of interesting. Like, He's not really hiding. He's going to from ranger station to ranger station, stealing food and whatever they need, which is,
it's funny. They run into the hunters again, too, out in the wild. And again, they like hold him up at gunpoint and take their stuff from him. And he's like, what do you got here? It's Baba Ganoush. What? Baba Ganoush, you know? It's like a stew. It's Baba Ganoush. Yeah. Take their food. Take the bolts out of the rifles and throw them into the woods for the second time. Oh, for the second time, they steal their guns and throw them away. It's so funny.
It was pretty funny when...
And the one guy, the main hunter, is always wearing like really short shorts.
Yeah.
That guy seems like a pervert. Like,
yeah. And so I thought it was funny. He's wearing super short shorts and then he's wearing gaiters up his legs so he doesn't get like tick bites on his ankles. But then like half of his thigh is open. It's just like, it's not doing you any good, bro.
Yeah, these like... I don't know. They seem like they should know what they're doing. But they don't know what they're doing. And Heck and Ricky keep getting the drop on them for whatever reason. I don't know. Anyway, so Ricky goes into town so they can save this guy. And Heck is watching him, just keeping an eye on him. So Ricky gets to the edge of the woods and he comes across this girl riding on this horse. And... anyway, he does it do that kind of like slow motion thing?
Yeah,
like, is that because he's like she's falling? In love I know with he her, falls in love with her when she's singing guitar or when she's playing the guitar.
I think it's just like that moment of infatuation, this new pretty girl.
So anyway, she shows up, and even she recognizes him. You're that kid from TV or whatever, Ricky Baker.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, you're everywhere. And so she takes him back to her house so that he can call. They can call the cops or whatever, and report this guy like who's dying in the cabin.
When he first sees her, he's like, get on your radio, call in a chopper. And she like holds her hand pretending to have one. She's like, yeah, Ricky, or yeah, whatever, get a chopper out there.
Breaker 99, chopper stat, And then she goes, have a radio.
Does it look like I have a radio?
Oh, man.
Yeah, then they get back to her house and she's just like hanging out with him, and they do actually call a helicopter in, and then the dad shows up. He's like, oh, you're the boy. You're Ricky. Can I get a selfie?
You're that guy, Ricky Baker. Oh, man, I don't want to bug you, but I know I'll just kick myself if I don't ask. Yo, can he's I like, get a selfie, bro?
Yeah. And Ricky Baker's just some sort of, like, little local hero for no reason.
And then they take, like, a bunch of photos. A ton of them.
And he's like, yeah, hold a knife, like, to my throat, and then I'll hold one to your throat.
So like, I'm holding up a knife to you. Look, I've captured Ricky Baker. All right, now you've captured me. Yeah. You hold the knife up to my throat. You've captured me now. He's hilarious.
Yeah, and then he just walks out.
He just leaves the room, leaves the kids unattended.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then the next day is like making breakfast for him. So Ricky was supposed to basically report the incident.
And then run off.
And then go back. Well, the girl's playing guitar for him, and he's eating a sausage. Mm-hmm. And it makes him tired. And he hasn't had probably, he hasn't sat on a comfortable couch in 10 months or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So he falls asleep, sleeps through the night.
Mm-hmm.
So then he wakes up and he's like, oh crap, I gotta go get Heck. Like, I reported that they're gonna show up and I can't warn him, you know? So they get on the horse. She takes him back to the edge of the woods and he hikes his way back there. And when he gets there, he sees
all the agents
from child services and everything. They're pouring over the place. And they're talking about like where he was. And Paula is like, grabbing the like diabetic shock victim by like the by his shirt collar and is like shaking him like tell me where they are. Like, he can't talk to you, he's diabetic shock, like he doesn't even know what's going on. You know, like if they hadn't have reported this, he would have died. They saved this guy's life. And she's just like, likely story or whatever. Like, she doesn't care. Like, he's in on it or something.
Then she turns to the police officer that's always with her and goes, call the police. We need backup here now. Or we need the real police up here. And he goes, I am the police. He's all offended. And then also, I forgot to say, after the shack burns down and then Paul is there with the police officer, he picks up the, or he's like, oh, poor Ricky, he died in the fire. And then she picks up that plate that he drew his face on. Does this look like a Ricky Baker face to you? It's his clothes.
He's just like a huge idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is funny. Does this look like a real kid? Yeah. This isn't a kid. This is a plate.
Throws it and it breaks, and he's just like, whoa.
So anyway, he goes on the run. He's just hiking, I guess, in whatever direction they talked they were going to go in.
Well, what does he say? He says, what would Uncle do? Find water, head uphill, don't get naked.
Yeah, because at the beginning of the movie, he's like, when he finds him, he's like, a lot of people get lost out here.
Yeah.
They end up taking off all their clothes. They panic. They take their clothes off for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
So then he finds some water, starts heading uphill, and then he finds Uncle.
Yeah.
And gets reunited.
But yeah, they're both crossing that stream at the same time, and he whistles at him, yeah. So anyway, now they're in the woods. They're reunited, and they're wandering around trying to keep away from these people. And before that happens, actually, before he meets back up with Heck, Paula sees him in the woods. Remember, they're on like the two sides of that ravine. Yeah. She's like, Ricky, I found him. I found him, everybody.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm not going back with you. Come on, Ricky. I've got these snacks right here. There's little bits of chocolate in it, and you can have some. We can work something out. He's like, I'm not going with you.
I love how they get to the edge of it, and she's like, oh, man, that's really steep. Come over here. Like, she's not willing to go get him. And it's only like 10 feet away.
Right. It's just a steep hill on both sides.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's too dangerous for her to traverse. So she wants him to do it.
Because he's obviously already done it.
Yeah. And then the funniest, probably the funniest line in the whole movie is just like, plus I'm like the Terminator hunting you down. And you're like Sarah Connor. And in the first movie, too, before she could do push-ups or chin-ups. Yeah.
She's always ragging on him for his weight.
Yeah, everyone does. Oh, man. Anyway, except for that girl. She's like, oh, you're Ricky Baker. You look just like you do on TV, only you're not quite as fat. Yeah. This has been in the woods for 10 months. And burned off all that fat, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's just... Everything that happens in this movie is just so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they wasted, like, one scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After that, they're running away again. He meets back up with Heck, like we talked about. And then when they come across the Psycho Sam character, he's like, they're wandering around. There's this bush that's, like, moving through the field. Like,
is that bush moving?
It's the only bush in the whole field. And then this crazy guy, like, bug-eyed dude turns around and he's like, hey! Have you guys heard about this guy up in the woods? They call him Psycho Sam. He's a real crazy character. You never know what he's capable of. No, I've not heard of him. Oh, you haven't? Oh. Well, my name's Sam.
That just immediately takes him back to his hut.
Yeah, and he cooks up some cookies and hands them to him. And Sam Neill's like, don't eat that cookie. We don't know what this guy's up to. He's a crazy person.
Yeah.
And then it turns out he's got like this crazy like fortress kind of built up there, like underground shelter and stuff. Yeah. But he like doesn't know how to get into it and stuff. Like he doesn't know.
No. So he's got the underground tunnel. So when the people are coming to look for him, he goes, hurry, my escape tunnel. And then he opens it up and he goes, oh, I forgot to dig it.
Oh yeah. That's right. He has the hatch, but he hasn't dug it.
Yeah. He's done something else. He's like, oh yeah, I need to do that. And it's on my list. And then it's just running through these things that he hasn't done to be prepared at all. And then,
but he lives out there.
Yeah.
So, like, he obviously is capable of, like, sustaining himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just a crazy person.
Yeah. Like, and he's the whole reason that Heck gets caught anyway.
Because he plugs their phones in to charge
them. You're only on one bar. I charged it for you. And then Heck immediately is like, what did you do?
Because it was Ricky's phone. Yeah. He plugged it in to charge it. So now I don't know where he is. So everybody shows up. They get in that truck and just take off.
Yeah. Ricky's driving.
And he's just.
You can barely even see over the steering wheel.
Going just over every giant bump. Yeah. And they're feeling every single one of them as they go along. Anyway, so they manage to. Do they manage to get away?
They kind of get away. They're getting away, I should say. And then they crash through into that junkyard.
Yeah. We forgot the other pig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's another scene during the time when they're in the woods. I think it's after the second hut, but before.
Yeah. No, it's the it's second
before
hut,
the second hut
when they reunite, and then they before they see Crazy Sam or Psycho Sam.
Yeah. Anyway, they're out in the woods, and both dogs are with them, Tupac and Zag, who's Heck's dog.
Yeah.
And anyway, the dogs take off because they smell something, and this boar is like way bigger than the first one.
Yeah.
It's like,
massive.
Like you could ride this thing. Yeah. It's so big. It's like something you would see in like a Zelda game or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, dogs are after this pig, and the pig, basically the pig kills one of the dogs. It like runs, it's like stabbing it with its tusks or whatever. And Sam pulls a knife out in very similar fashion to when Bella did it earlier in the movie, and he like jumps off that ledge onto the pig and is like stabbing it.
Because Ricky's like shot it a couple times, or did Heck shoot it a couple times?
No, Ricky went to shoot at it, but he didn't hit it.
Oh.
Yeah, he missed the first few.
So I thought he hit eventually, and then he does, just like, well,
So later, when he throws Sam Neill off, and it takes off after the dogs, after Tupac.
Yeah.
And then they turn and look back, and it's just standing there staring at him, and that's when he shoots it. Yeah. When it's running right at him. Anyway, spoilers for the second death in the movie. Tupac lives, but Zag has to be put down. He's like all cut up wounded. From the pig and wounded. They can't take care of him, so Sam Neill puts him down. Anyway, they're in this crazy car chase through the like the outskirts of the wilderness in this
and Paul is in a freaking tank.
They brought a tank to track down these kids, this kid. And Sam Neill's character, who everyone thinks is just this crazy pervert, who is, you know, holding this kid hostage all these months. And they end up driving into a junkyard, and they have this like final standoff where Sam Neill is like, "That's it, Ricky, it's over. I'm just going to go and turn myself in and tell him it's how it's a misunderstanding. And if you just tell him that I'm not a pervert, then we'll be good to go." And he's walking away from him, and then he like shoots the ground next to him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Don't you dare. I won't go back." And he's like, "I will tell them. I'll tell them that you touched me."
"He molested me.
Yeah, he's molestering me." Oh, man. So finally, they're like trying to take off, and that hunter shows up again.
Yeah.
And he's like getting ready to shoot him. Heck. And then I don't remember, something happens where he doesn't shoot him and Ricky ends up shooting him.
The policeman that's been with Paula the whole time tackles him because he sees him. That's so he runs around, tackles him.
He stops him from shooting Heck.
Mm-hmm.
But the gun goes off when he tackles him. And then Ricky shoots because he's scared and he shoots Heck right in the butt. So now he's down. The cops close in and take everything over. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially the end of the movie. There's another scene after that where we find out, you know, Heck's been living in this halfway house, and everything turned out okay for Ricky. He got like to live with a nice family and he got adopted because he was famous, you know. Somebody wanted to take care of him, and now he's come to basically adopt Heck and bring Heck back home to live with him. And Heck doesn't want to go at first, but then he decides to go because he can't take living in that building anymore. But I don't know, man. I think this movie is great. I think it has like a ton of charm, and it's just
it does
much fun.
Yeah, it grows on you. It is a good film, and I enjoyed watching it, and I'd watch it again. But I'm not a fanatic quite like you are. But
well, I mean, I've only seen it like 3 times. That's not that many times.
Dude, you were talking about it for like a full year.
But it's so good. That's why I was like, it's just one of those things where like, we started doing this podcast, and I had seen it recently when we started doing that. And so I was like, man, we got to cover this movie at some point because it's so good. Oh, man. Anyway, the button push?
Yeah, the button push.
It earned the button push?
Yeah.
I forget what.
Excellent!
I was on such a good streak. I hadn't forgotten in a long time. But I wanted to make sure I pushed the right one.
Yeah. Overall, really fun movie. And it's good. I liked it.
Check it out. Right now it's on Netflix. I don't know how long it'll be on there, but it's 100%
worth it. It's been on there
for
an awfully long time. I think it's probably going to stay there.
You think? Because it was not on there for quite a while. But when I first saw it, it was on Hulu, I think. So, I don't know.
It's been at least a year that's been on there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a shorter amount of time, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I own it, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But definitely check it out. I think it's well worth the watch. Excellent cast. Taika Waititi is taking the world by storm, in my opinion. I can't wait for Thor: Love and Thunder and anything else that he happened to be really working good. On. I will definitely go and check it out. We covered Jojo Rabbit That was earlier. So good. That movie is great. Check out that episode and check out that movie. That movie is excellent.
Yeah.
And then of course he did the Thor Ragnarok film, mm-hmm. which everyone's seen. So, but that movie's really good. I think it's one of the better Marvel films.
Yeah. I think all of his like little cameo things are my favorite excellent. Parts.
Yeah. He's a great cameo for mm-hmm. sure.
Like in Ragnarok, he'll piss off ghosts.
Sounds like you really had a special relationship with that hammer.
that character is so good.
Yeah. Piss off ghosts. That is really funny. Oh, man.
This was the first local feature film for New Zealand to gross more than $1 million opening weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
It deserved it, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. And the news presenters in the film are actual news presenters for New Zealand TV.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So the chase scene with the little Toyota truck was a copy of the 80s TV commercial that was shot for shot from the commercial for that scene, just because.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
So in Ricky's haiku, he says that he hates Kingy. Yeah. Kingy is a character from a movie called Boy, which was also directed by Taika Waititi, which I've never heard of. Maybe it's a short film.
Maybe.
An open casting call was held for a 12 to 15-year-old Maori girl to play the role of, what was her name? Kahu?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, the girl, I don't even want to try to pronounce this name. Teoriri?
Sure.
Gatai Melbourne.
I think you got the last part.
Yeah, I definitely got the last part. But anyway, she was selected out of 150 applicants.
Dang.
They auditioned after her. Let's see here. She auditioned after friends thought the character description of Kahu sounded like her. Huh. Well, she won the part. The hula bird that is spotted by Ricky and Heck in this movie is a real species of New Zealand wattle bird. Hmm. The last confirmed sighting of the bird was in 1907, but there are some credible sightings in the early 1960s. It is believed to now be extinct.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, they mentioned that.
There's another animal. Maybe it's Australia. Is it the Australian tiger?
There's Tasmanian tiger?
Yeah, that's it. Because that's like the same area.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got a...
Tasmania.
They got some like... Well, I'm just saying it's not the same island. It's like a separate island. But that area of the world seems to have like some really crazy animals.
Yeah, dude.
That are like recent extinctions.
Tasmanian tiger is not recent, really.
In the world of like extinct stuff, it is. There's like photos of it and stuff.
A video from 19...
Like 60 or 70 or something.
No, not that. It's black and white. It's 1916, 1918 what? Or something. Yeah. A long time ago. I think it was in the Bronx Zoo. But yeah, it hasn't been confirmed, you know, for years and years. There's a speciologist named Forrest Galante that actually was looking for the Tasmanian tiger not that long ago, and there's a TV show
in
1936.
Yeah. But still, I'm just saying a lot of species that are extinct are like extinct from like hundreds of thousands of years ago. This is
you'd be surprised.
This is not that long ago.
Yeah.
In the history of the earth, it's not that long ago.
But the Tasmanian tiger might actually still be alive. So
yeah, there's this this really awesome movie with Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah, where he goes and shoots it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's supposed to. Oh,
he's supposed to, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's this weird, like, government cover up thing that happens. I saw it. I remember thinking it was pretty good. I liked that movie. I don't think it's great by any means.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, like, recommending it to people, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's well acted. It's got Willem Dafoe
in it. Yeah.
He's not going to disappoint.
Yeah.
He might be in something that's disappointing, but he himself.
That's fair.
Will not disappoint.
You can't with a face like that. You get your money's worth.
Rieker Baker does not believe that Uncle Heck's use of majestical is correct.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it was used by William Shakespeare in Hamlet. Hmm. Act 1, Scene 1.
Oh, the song Rieker Baker was dancing to when he was listening on his Walkman is Magic, What She Do by Dave Dobbin or Dobin. I think it's Dobbin.
Sure.
Let's see here. The boar was created using a mix of CGI and physical costume operated by two people underneath. That thing is huge. Yeah. Two people under it. One was the front legs and the second person was the rear. Classic horse costume situation, it sounds like.
Yep.
Let's see here. Sam Neill also appeared as a man on the run from the government in the New Zealand bush of New Zealand in a movie called Sleeping Dogs, 1977. The Happy Birthday Ricky Baker song was especially created for the film because the producers did not have the rights to the traditional Happy Birthday song. I think that I like that birthday song was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The traditional Happy Birthday song sucks. It's not that great.
Yeah.
That being said, most Happy Birthday songs suck. This Ricky Baker theme is pretty good. There's actually these like sloth birthday videos on YouTube. Those are pretty good. Have you ever seen any of those? No. I'll show you one after this. They're pretty good.
You know what? I'm just going to go out and say it. I hate the Happy Birthday song because, like, when you're singing it to you, what are you supposed to do? You just sit there. Stare at everyone.
It's weird. I like any restaurant I'm at, if somebody's getting a happy birthday sung to them, I just roll my eyes on the back of my head. I'm like, the person who's having to sit through this hates it.
Yeah.
Everyone else in the restaurant hates it. Mm-hmm. The only person who likes it is whoever's mom it is.
Yeah.
Because you know that was a mom. A mom was like,
you know, it's terrible for my birthday. Whenever we go out to eat, I have to be wary of Ashley getting up to go to the bathroom because she does crap like that and it makes me irritated. Mom. I know.
It's annoying. Moms do that stuff.
Yeah. I always have to tell her, quiet. The free cake is not worth the annoyance.
The magpie spotted in Ricky's room near the end of the film is wearing a Collingwood Football Club jersey. It's got to be like a stuffed magpie.
Yeah. Hmm. I would imagine.
The uncle is portrayed as illiterate. The actor who plays him, Sam Neill, however, has a bachelor's degree in English literature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably all the interesting stuff about this movie.
Yeah.
Want to plug our stuffs?
Yep. You can follow us on Instagram at Excellent Movie Adventures, and then you can send us an email, excellentmovieadventures@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Excellent Movie Pod. And you can follow Pickle on those things, too.
Yep, at Pix Adventures, Twitter and Instagrammers.
Woo!
That's right. Pick it up. Get the follows. Get them going.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right, me too. I guess we'll see you guys next week.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya.
Excellent!